You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Welcome, everybody. This is another episode of Crapsy Interviews. I feel like this is kind of like officially our new lineup. If people have been waiting to see who is going to replace Will Washington, who has been a regular on this show since we've existed longer, we know what it is. I'm Phil Lindsay. I'm here with my co-host, Righteous Reg. We're here with a special guest, probably the guest that's been on our podcast the most since we started it. One and only, Swerve Strickland. What's going on?
What's going on, y'all? Throwing the peace signs up because it's Drake Day.
It's Drake Day.
For his dogs.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the album in full yet, but
I don't like how this interview is starting already, so let's switch it up. No Drake. We don't start our interviews with Drake. What are you talking about? It's crazy hour.
So this is the third time we've had you on. The first time we had you on, that was right before you signed with AEW. We were all trying to pretend like we didn't know it was a done deal. and second time we had you on, you were a AEW World Tag Team Champion, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And now you're coming off of possibly your biggest win with the company in Seattle at Wrestle Dream. So I don't know. How have you been since then? How are things going with AEW?
Man, so ever since leaving the West Coast, I got a little cold because there's a whole lot of traveling, a whole lot of flying back and forth. Seattle weather got wet, then it got warm in Stockton, California. And now I'm in Orlando, so my whole immune system's all out of whack right now. So I got a little cold, but I'll kick it soon. But as far as with the company AEW, it's been wonderful, man. It's been an amazing a lot of creative juices flowing, a lot of movement in the past month or so in the company. And I'm happy to be one of the ones that's primarily moving. You know, I see a lot of the fan base is like taking to what I'm doing and taking to the group, taking to Nana, taking to Brian Cage. If you notice, like this, the last week, everybody in the Mogul Embassy had a huge, huge matches. You have Brian Cage going up against Nick Jackson and Claudio in a triple threat. And then you had on Collision, you had Toa and Khan face Kenny Omega and Jericho.
Yep.
And then you had myself face Hangman Page in the pay-per-view. So like and then you had Nana and managing every single match. Like everybody has been working, and they all pretty much alley-oop that momentum to me to finish out the weekend strong at Wrestle Dream. So I'm really proud of my guys, man. I'm really proud of the whole group this whole week.
Yeah, you know, Swerve, I was out in Seattle, and the energy before we even got in the building, there were Whose House, Swerve House chants. There were people that were outside for you. And you know what I just noticed that coming to these last shows, because I was also at the Stockton show. Before any wrestling show starts, if you're in the building, people are chanting, people are screaming, woo, people are doing the LA Knight thing. But now accompanying that is Whose House, Swerve House. The last three shows that I've been to before the show started, people have been saying that. One, how was it to be back in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle? Crazy reception. And two, how's it kind of been to, I don't want to say, because, you know, there's fine lines. You're not, I don't want to say you're a heel, but like people are giving you a different response than maybe expected with your character. How has that thing felt?
I'm giving them a different feel. You know, that's all it really is. Mm-hmm. I see myself as like, almost like a Killmonger. Like, you know, he's doing some bad stuff in the movie, but you either are going to gravitate towards him or you're going to be appalled by him, by his actions. And that's just a feel, you know. We had a being back in Seattle is always a blessing for me. It's always beautiful to see it and hear the growth of the audience and the recognition that I'm getting from. That means like doing what I did in Defy since 2015, since my first, you know, main event match with Cody over there. Like, it's grown since then. It's, we built like a big foundation in that area, and now you're hearing it echoing throughout the city. You know, you're hearing it echoing throughout Climate Pledge Arena on these big pay-per-views with AEW. You know, the last time we were there was in January. So it's a testament to a lot of like Jim Perry's hard work, Matt Farmer's hard work, myself, Darby, Nick Wayne, like all those guys that we put in so much work and all that stuff to build it, to be able to do that. You know, when AEW comes into town, they want to see their guys. Even like on the dark matches and stuff like that, you're seeing Cody Chun go out there with Will Hobbs, and people are like, Cody Chun, Defy wrestling chance. I remember last time Shaft had a match with Brian Cage, it was really good, and they were like super hot for Shaft because of that area, you know. So that's a big testament to that. And you know, so
yeah, I just speaking of this year though, and just where you've been this year, I know you had a good run coming out last year with the tag titles run, the big match at All Out, that I think was the best match of that night. Definitely got the loudest reaction being in that crowd and everything. But the run you've been on this year has been pretty incredible, man. Like, crazy. I mean, the All In match, coffin match with Sting and Darby, and then coming out of that and getting this big match in Seattle at Wrestle Dream, but also getting to be in the ring with somebody like Bryan Danielson coming up, getting the Tanahashi match. But the other part of it is you're like clearly making this transition to heavyweight, man. And so, you know, what is your motivation going? What's been your motivation like moving forward?
That was a conscious decision.
You want to be Brolic? Just say it, Swerve. If you want to be Brolic, it's all good.
Oh, I mean, I wanted to be that for like 15 years of my wrestling career, but that didn't happen. I didn't know about the ways of going about it, but like now it's like, okay, people are seeing my skills already there. What else can I improve on? You know me, every year I always wanted to be like, what are people saying I can't do? What is something that's missing, what's like something that's like that's holding me back and stuff like that. And then so I started like got with a personal trainer finally, who's like really pushing me. I'm literally like doing thousands of reps in the gym. Like sometimes I'm doing like sets of 10 and like 50 to 100 reps in between. So I'm literally hitting 1,000 of like whatever workout, whatever movements we're doing, you know? So it was like a lot of sacrifice. It would sometimes be 3 hours in the gym, just like going at it. And I'm not finished until he says we're done, and grinding and eating at certain hours of the day, and like really just pushing my body, because I pushed like everything else to the limit as far as I can do it. So now I'm like, okay, now I need to push the body to the next level. And so now it's like people look at me just a whole different like energy now. There's a different eye on me. Even though just walking around the locker room, there's a different eye on me. People like approach me differently. There's like there's a little bit more of a presence to myself now. And it's not necessarily I'm imposing. It's just like people just look at me with a different type of respect. And they, because I feel like they see they understand and they know the type of discipline it takes to get your body to that. And knowing that I have it in order to do what I did physically, they look at me in a different respect. And that's before I even get in the ring, you know? So that like, they're like, oh, we know you hustle and grind with the podcast and music and the wrestling and like doing all these things that you're doing and like all that stuff. But now you're putting your body, you're improving that too. Like, oh man, like, okay, I got a different type of respect for you now.
We talked to Pacific Northwest and Phil touched on it a little bit, but coming up this Wednesday, man, there's a super huge match going on. If you talk about that area, that region, you talk about the history of kind of professional wrestling. Brian Danielson has always been kind of, you know, you've been like in the area. Brian Danielson is always like the guy that they talk about when it comes from that area. So you're coming up on a super huge match with him. What are your feelings coming into this match? What does it feel like to wrestle Brian Danielson, and how are you going to beat him?
For one, I am going to beat him. So I'm happy that you said, how am I going to beat him? Not just how, like, how are you going to lose to Brian Anderson? No, I approach it the same way that I approach Hangman Page. I told Hangman in the several interactions that we've had on live TV, I'm unlike anybody you've ever faced.
Yeah.
I'm putting you in a situation in a scenario in Seattle that you've never been in before. And that was the trap that I set that he fell for. He didn't understand, like, oh man, this is really going to be a different way, different side of any type of environment he's ever faced. And I was right. And he paid for it by like me, like taking a piece of his arm with me. Brian Danielson, I don't necessarily have the hometown advantage. Maybe I will. Maybe I don't. Maybe Independence, Missouri is Swerve's house. You know, we're about to find out. But the fact is, I'm unlike anybody he's ever faced as well. There's nobody. And nobody with the tools that I have, nobody with the uniqueness that I have, nobody with the like the IQ that I have in that ring, anybody, not necessarily mean more or less. It's just somebody I'm thinking on a different wave path in 2023 than he's been thinking all his career. Yeah. And that's how I beat him. Like, it's almost like playing chess with somebody who doesn't care about losing any pieces.
That's a bar.
I mean, yeah, but speaking of the Hangman program, I think that it'd be kind of fair to say that so far this is like the full culmination of you as a wrestler and as a character. And I think this really showcased how much you've improved as a promo guy. Just what preparation went into that? Like, how much have you changed, like, the way you approach promos?
I think I'm still pretty shit when it comes to promos. I'm still like finding my voice. Like the first one I did, I rate that like a C plus B minus for me. Yeah. Cause like there's a lot more room for growth. Cause like you just said, like, you're seeing my complete form. I'm like, I'm still not completed. Mm-hmm. I'm forever going to be morphing and adapting and changing. You're just seeing like this is just the form that this is the change that caught your eye.
Yeah.
That really like people like, oh snap. But I'm going to have to mold again and maneuver and play certain different tunes and like, especially like tightening up my instrument, because the sound of music's going to change. So you can't just keep your guitar tuned in the same way. No, you're going to have to play with another band. You're going to have to play with another band. You're going to have to play with another band, you know? So that's how I view this thing. So, with my promo, a lot of work was just like, it was honestly just like trying to find my true voice and not trying to just cut a wrestling promo and just like go out there and talk. I was trying to find like, okay, how would Swerve talk? Now, how would Swerve coming out of a coffin talk? Now, how would Swerve coming out of a coffin in a mogul position talk? All right, now how would, like, how do I amplify that into aggression towards a person rather than just talking and orating to the camera or the audience? So there's a lot of different things that go into play with that kind of stuff, and knowing when to hit, when to pause, when to, like, because I don't try to like cut promos. I kind of like do monologues in a sense. I don't really study wrestling anymore. I study people. So now it's like, how do I make someone who feels that way feel even worse? You know, and that's kind of where I'm at with it. And it's like I said, that's the longest promo I've ever cut live. I've done like pre-tapes and stuff, and I've done like live promos, but it was shared microphone and shared time. This was my first time, like just going like on a 5-minute soliloquy, like just going and telling the story and laying the foundation and building the world and understanding my opponent without him talking, understanding his emotion, understanding my emotion, how my character's emotions reflect off of his, how his emotions reflect off of mine. There's a lot that goes into play. So that's why I say it was like, there's still much, way more to grow. Mm-hmm. There's still more story to tell. And that's why I say it was like, I rate that like a C+, B- on a good day, because that was my first time really laying it out like that. Now with years of more repetition, it's going to improve. And I never look at myself as a finished product. I'm only 34 years old.
Right.
I'm not a finished product at all. We're still looking at like Adam Copeland coming to the company, and he might, and he's like 49, like, and he's still like, along with Christian, who we're seeing another resurgence of his character. He wasn't a finished product when we thought he was a finished product. So we got to look at those guys as like, no, you're not a finished product till you like just quit and you're done.
I think that's what actually separates you from the bunch, is what you've talked about here in this interview, is like, you're constantly trying to evolve. Like, you've been world champion at places, you've been in high positions at places, but it was never like, all right, I made it, I'm here. It's always like, what's next? What's going to be the next thing? I want to get a little bit into music, because just as hard as you've been working on becoming a great pro wrestler, you know, leveling up your professional wrestling life, I think you've been putting just as much hard work in becoming a rapper, doing the music thing, all the music videos and everything. How has it been balancing being new into the hip hop game and, you know?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
still doing your thing in wrestling?
It's been one's kind of been catering and helping the other in a sense. Yep. Like the music's definitely, especially like rapping and recording, has helped my podcasting and my speech, and it's helped my promos on pre-tapes. Right. It's helped me know what my voice sounds like and what muscles to use and the time to use it on those certain things. You know, it's helped with interviews. It's helped my eye contact with those kind of things too. It's
crazy hip hop, baby. Yeah.
Hip hop's everywhere. Hip hop and music is everywhere. It's I always said music and media run parallel with pro wrestling.
Yep.
Like comedy runs parallel with pro wrestling. Like having to make a joke and then hear the response and then know do the timing. Don't let the crowd bottom out. Like you got them up, keep them up, keep them boom boom, rapping more jokes. You know, improvising and stuff like that. There's so much with music, and even performing the music has helped me with my breath control and stuff like that, and like stage presence. Artists, like my whole gimmick is based off of musicians and artists and music videos. I try to make my walkout feel like an entertainer coming to the stage. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know he's about to shut this show down. You know he's about to kill it. You know he's about to go in. You know, like you know, that, and that's what I try to bring. Like at Wrestle Dream, it was just like you see the guys set up like this, right? But then, like, you know, the guys are setting up in the formation and stuff. All right, here comes, he's about to step up on that mic. Oh, here he comes. You know that I can't wait for that first note. And here it goes. Whose house? And then boom, the whole place goes nuts. It's almost the same approach with the music. The grind for it, like, man, just the show we did in Atlanta, the AEW show, Dynamite, we did Wednesday. I got in Atlanta on Sunday and shot a music video. Then Monday, shot the second part of that music video, Work It, with Fireman and stuff. So that's a feature artist. So you gotta have to get people arranged and stuff and know where the time and stuff. And thankfully, I paid Profit, my producer. He's also the one that shot and directed the video. Thank God I paid him enough to just handle it all, and I could just be the talent for the day, and I'm not management. So we did those music video shoots back to back, which I had to get in early for body paint and stuff like that. That took time. And then the next day, get everybody in town for the These Dreams music video. And then the next day, I wrestled on Dynamite, the tag match with Fox. And then later that night, had to do Collision in the multi-man tag. And then at 3 a.m. in Atlanta, we had to still shoot the Cypher, the Emmett freestyle tapes from Cypher that we just put out. So it's compacting a lot of stuff in, and it's tight. But if you're dedicated and you want to get better, that's what you have to do.
Yep. Yeah, speaking of the music, I still think like the fact that you're doing pro wrestling and music, and the fact that you're one of the only wrestlers, well, not even one of the only wrestlers, the only wrestler that has a Benny the Butcher feature is just crazy.
Yeah, and I'm glad I went in that realm, because like, no, that's a serious lyricist. That's a serious artist, you know? So like, this, I'm not playing. This is a real thing, you know? It's not like a wrestling rapper. No, I'm a wrestler that happens to rap as well and make music, and then still have features with Music Soul Child, and then still have producing credits from Chase the Money, who done stuff with Ski Mask, the Slump God, and Dreamville, and like J. Cole, and like you name it. He just did a record for the Fast X movie, you know, on Sony. You know, Prophet, who has 2 Grammys with Kanye, you know, like I'm blessed and surrounded by a lot of people. There's a lot of artists I can like Zombie Juice. I can, he gets this, I'll be there. I'll be hopping on the music video. Just give me a play. I'm like, okay, cool. And he just hopped in on the music video with us on a record, just because that's a one call away. We got Mickey Fax that could just hop on records with us. We got like Nick Caution, who could just like, hey, we need a verse on this Emmett tape. You want to spit like 16? He's like, oh, cool. Got it. Boom. And then I got a lot of favorites I can just call into like that. And this podcast is about to blow up in the next year, because we got some guests coming. Mm. Like, don't think we slacking on the podcast. No, we got some guests coming that hit us up and said they want to be on. And I'm gonna keep that secret. Y'all just have to wait and see. But 2020, you thought 2023 was hype. You thought 2023 was hype. 2024 is gonna be even wilder, bro. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, you still see Pat McAfee back there. He was a guest on the podcast alone, man. So.
Come on, man. Leave some room for us, man.
I was going to say, save some space for the bros, too, man. Like, you have everything, can you?
I mean, but yeah, I've definitely seen the outlet is growing. Kenny Omega interview and some of the big interviews you had this year is definitely growing. Before we wrap this up, I just got off Twitter like too long ago, and this clip of you and Ospreay doing the dance off from DubX just like reemerged on Twitter for whatever reason. And yeah, it's just so interesting. Yeah, so interested to see it and see how different you guys look, just how different you guys wrestle today. That's definitely been a match I've been campaigning for since Ospreay started coming over to the US more. How high up on your list of matches that you want is Will Ospreay?
Man, I don't even have lists of matches I want anymore. I just go out and perform. You know, I want to be the one on everybody's list. I don't want to make lists anymore. That's where my mindset is. Like, Will, I've been there, done that with Will since 2011, 2012, when he was 19 years old. And he's only like, even then I knew, I'm like, this dude's going to be the best in the world. Like, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know. And then like, 3 years later, it was like Super Juniors he won. And I'm like, y'all still don't understand what this man has to offer. Then 3 years later, like, he's killing on the Super in the Tokyo Dome. And then I was like, y'all still don't know what this man has to offer. And then now he's 30 years old doing what he did at Forbidden Door with Kenny. I'm like, man, I told y'all, I've been saying it. I've been singing his praises. That's been like my little brother for years in the UK, like staying at his house, like, with his parents and stuff like that. I known all along, like, that dude was going to change the game. And sure enough, he did. And he's always had my full support. So whenever we get, like, we tagged actually this year on a Rampage randomly, but.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, you saw us together, but when the time is right, when we got some hardware to put up on the show for it, That's when I want to do it. I want to do it when it means something. When the things are on the line, when like there's things to lose. I'm a taker. I want to take something from you.
You do have a history wrestling in the UK as well. He is currently holding the IWGP United Kingdom Championship. You know, I'm just gonna keep campaigning for this 1-on-1 match because I want to see it.
Till the end, baby. Till the end. Keep going with it. Do you feel like the goals you have as Swerve Strickland now are way different than they were 10 years ago?
Yeah, because I never really set goals. I always set them like kind of short. They were never long goals. That was never like, I need a main event, the biggest pay-per-view. Like, I set them as simple as like, I need to get on this flyer.
Yeah.
I need to, you know, be a marquee on this show. I need to get my face on the truck. I set my simple little things like that. So therefore I'm always shocked when something does happen. Like I didn't think I was going to win tag team gold in AEW. It just naturally progressed. The universe just worked itself out, and that's where I needed to be at that time. And so I was like, okay, cool. Now I want to make sure I have the best tag match on this pay-per-view. And sure enough, that happened at All Out. Then it was like, okay, I want to, like, what can we do with this? Like, I want to make goals for this, what I have right now, you know, and that's how it goes. So now it's like, okay, Hangman, I defeated Hangman at WrestleDream. All right, cool. What else can I do with that? I want to make some goals off of that and catapult from that. All In wasn't a goal I had. It was just like that sprouted up. I was like, okay, I want to do something with this. We'll see, but I'm riding a wave right now, and I'll definitely like maneuver when I have to, you know, and that's where I'm at with it.
Guess one of the elephants in the room of you being on this podcast for a third time is this is the first time we've interviewed you without Will Washington.
It's only two of us.
Yeah.
It almost feels a little weird. But, you know, of course, he is over at AEW with you now.
Working hard, doing great work over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How different is it now seeing him regularly on the road and, you know, working with him over at AEW?
It's really cool seeing him with nervous energy.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, he's like, oh, something happened in the office. I'm not sure how to handle this, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm like, yes, you are.
And he always does. Yep.
Yeah. Go figure it out, brother. You know? So, like, he's like, okay, I was told something, some information. I'm not sure how to handle this, but I'm going to go talk to someone. Okay. And then he's gone. but he's killing it. He's knocking it out of the park. It's a learning process with him, and it's a learning process with AEW. It's integration, you know, and he's handling it well. You're seeing a lot of his work on television, and it's a lot of good ideas. It's little small things that without it, you get a different feel off mm-hmm. of certain segments and matches. But he's making his presence known, and that's awesome. That's what we need for our culture in that system, you know, in a, like, not just in AEW, but like in wrestling and yeah, staff, totally. You know.
Shout out to Double W. I think before we get out of here, we'd be remiss if we don't mention the relationship that you've kind of built with Prince Nana at the time. I think coming into AEW, you were coming off of a faction and being involved with people. And I think there was a certain kind of way you wanted to present yourself. And I don't know if Prince Nana was initially in the plans, but this thing has taken off like wildfire. I mean, Nana's a great manager and great person. Like, we kind of knew this could happen, but it's happening. How does it feel to have that added extra element to the Mogul Embassy of the dance and Nana being so over at the point?
It's so unique. And honestly, it's like, there's no manager out there like him.
Right.
And that's all I care about. That's all that matters. That we're not biting off something else that somebody else is doing across the channel, overseas. Like, it doesn't matter. It's very unique to us. And like some people are like, oh, Nana's overshadowing you. No, he's not. He's like, even if he is, I don't care. He's not wrestling. I'm wrestling.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I'm supposed to give a different feel than he is. He's supposed to give a different feel than I do. You know, right. That's the beauty of the partnership. You know, like he's adding those little bits of like, oh, did you see that? Oh my God. There's so much to look at, you know? And, he's not stealing shine. I tell him, go out there. Do you, bro? I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to keep, I know so half the time I don't even see what the hell he did. Right. Like, I'm just be walking and I'm in my zone in my zen. Cause that's the dichotomy of us. You know, he can be joyous and bouncy and jumpy and animated when I have to be low and brooding and straight laced and focused and killer mode and stuff like that. I have my moments where I smile and stuff like that. But most of the time it's Nana with the energy. You know, it's almost like, is Andre 3000 like too bright and vibrant for Big Boy and Outkast? No, they're supposed to be. No.
Yep.
You know, he's supposed to be wearing these outlandish outfits. I'm like, oh man, I don't know. You don't match the group of Outkast. Like, all right, no, he's fine. So,
great point, man.
So like, yeah. So, it's funny because like, when it didn't blow up, we were getting all the criticisms like, oh, Swerve doesn't need him. He doesn't need this group. He doesn't need this. He doesn't need this. I'm like, y'all don't know what I need. I don't know what I need. Let's just see how it works.
Right.
That's right. Another bar. Y'all don't know what I need.
Right. I don't know what I need. Nobody knows what anybody needs. Nobody can predict what's going to blow up. And so you stick with your thing and you just do until it takes enough time and then people gravitate towards it. And then you're seeing it in a different light. And then like me being put in a coffin was one of the best things that could have happened to me. Cause I was like, you know, and then people will criticize that. Like, oh, Swerve got put in a coffin. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm like, oh yeah. All right. It was just, you don't know what's coming out of that coffin. That was a story in itself.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still just going to throw it out there. You did not lose that match. Dreads were still out.
Dreads
are
still out.
Did not lose that match.
There's got to be something in the rule book.
My fellow dreadheads understand that.
See? Yeah, no. Dreads were still out. Did not lose this match. Yep. One more question before we get out of here. course, other than you, I feel, having the best match at Wrestle Dream. Yep. The big news coming out of Wrestle Dream was Adam Copeland's debut as at AEW. I think I kind of know the answer to this question, but how much of like your relationship with him and as do you want to explore here in AEW? Is that a match that you're looking forward to? Is there things that...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You would like to do with Adam soon?
Of course there is. Of course I want to go after that guy. Of course. Of course, man. Like, yeah, dude. Like, that's my mentor, man. And, like, I faced a lot of my mentors in the past in my career. Like, I faced Rey Mysterio. Who was a big mentor to me back in Lucha Underground. Sami Callihan, who, like, after, like, when I really had the hot run in the indies and stuff, Sammy was a big part of that, you know, and I hope, right. I mean, he's a free agent out there. Hope to see him in AEW or wherever he wants to go. Like, just, you know, I want him to prosper in this business for a long, long time. He deserves that brilliant mind. You know, Edge is that next tier of, like, brilliant minds that I want to test myself against. Well, no, I wouldn't say test myself. I don't feel like I need tested anymore. I'm a big boy now, but you know, I want to, if anything, I need to test him
right
at this point. You know, Adam Copeland, are you in AEW now? Like, this is the first time ever seeing him on a nationally televised outside of like where he just came from. No, like I need to test you after and see like, hey, this is all the stuff you gave me. I'm giving it back.
For real, man. Always great having you. Wish you even more success. Really happy to see everything you're doing with AEW.
Future Black AEW World Champion, the first one.
We're manifesting it, man.
I'm sorry, sorry, sorry.
We're manifesting.
I manifested it too.
So it's coming, man. But man, as always, appreciate you. We talked about this before. We have to get on episodes for our City Podcast just to complete the circle at some point. But man, as always, this has been Grapsy Interviews. I'm Phil Lindsay, Righteous Reg, and Swerve Strickland. Appreciate you guys as always.
Swerve City Podcast, youtube.com/Swerve City Podcast.